This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Sort of like, the porridge when it's just right. The problem that I found with a cup of coffee is that the cup of coffee, which is what made us the most dangerous night fighters on the planet, the coffee's only perfect for, it just doesn't stay perfect forever, so, enter Burnout. Go check them out at burnout.com. New to Lock and Load. Now, all of this stuff that's going on right now, we're in the middle of a watershed moment for the Republic. This is the moment we decide who we are and who we will allow ourselves to be. A long time ago, 200 years ago, the founders set out in our Constitution a set of rules for the United States of America. In our Constitution, in 4 years, those rules were invaluable. They constitute the framework upon which we have built the most successful nation and the only viable democratic republic to have ever, ever existed. We are a dream derived from the very best idea proffered by the best of humanity at the time. It is a nation founded on equality of opportunity and the presumption of innocence. It is a place where any opinion is no less valuable than that of the richest, most powerful among us. And even more important to everyone, has every bit as much right to voice his opinion. To say otherwise is to be either ignorant of the beauty of this nation, its founding, and its constitution, or you are situationally opportunistic. Situational ethics. Where have we seen this one before? The Democrats behave as if only they have the right to define what is right. And in the course of that conceit, they have decided that they are always right. And we, the people, are always wrong. That is, unless we agree with them and agree that it is only they who decide what is right. This battle over this nomination of this man, Brett Kavanaugh, to the Supreme Court is more than just simply his nomination. It's about the future of this experiment, of this country, of America. Should the Democrats succeed in defeating him, a man who is perhaps the most qualified candidate to ever have been nominated to the Supreme Court, the place we call the United States of America, this nation that I revere and love, is never going to be the same. We will have allowed a minimal sect, and yes, I said that exactly the way I meant to, of power-hungry narcissists, the ability to control who can sit as a judge, who can stand as a candidate, and most importantly, who will have the power to decide the future of the Republic, the future of our children and our grandchildren, and the millions of those yet to even become a conception of a being, those who will be born of our children and their children, and who will surely grow and yearn, like all things, all thinking things, to be free. If we allow them to destroy a candidate, an eminently qualified candidate, an uncorroborated accusation from more than three decades ago for purely political purposes, that will set a precedent. Barack Obama's admonition, that elections have consequences. That was one of the few true things he ever said, will be meaningless. Because who's going to stand for election or appointment or even as a commentator when all that is needed to destroy a person is an accusation without evidence from long ago? The dreams of the founders of a place where work and merit decide success or failure, that's going to be gone. That's going to be replaced with a country where there are no rules, where those who have power and its intended wealth are all that matter. Truth will have no place in this progressive utopia because truth will become subjective and it will be defined by the whims of those in power, and it will become merely what they say it is. And most of all, this will be a place where an enemy can be eliminated by accusation because the presumption of innocence has been replaced by guilty until whatever or whenever. The Democrats couldn't beat Brett Kavanaugh on the merits because, for all practical purposes, he is unimpeachable as a candidate. So they had to manufacture some fake accusations and go back to his high school years to divine a weakness of character not inherent in his history, but magically ascertainable from the fact that he likes beer and acted like a teenager when he was a teenager. The ones who climbed the wall of justice and probity to ascertain Kavanaugh's fate include a woman who had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years, a man who lied about serving in Vietnam, a guy who readily admits that at 17 he committed the very same crime they collectively were accusing Kavanaugh of, and who has a make-believe friend named T-Bone, a woman who began her political career by having an affair with Willie Brown, and a woman who, echoing rape apologists of the past, thinks men should shut up and take it. And yet, Feinstein, Blumenthal, Booker, and Harris serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee with little appreciation for the irony and the total lack of shame. The rest of their party is no better than they are. The documented offenses are too many to list. Who's going to possibly survive the purview of this little gaggle of people? The answer is no one, because in the system they claim is provident is one where they decide on political and personal reasons, namely how it affects their acquisition of power, their acquisition of privilege, and really, truly, their acquisition of wealth. It's no coincidence that these public servants have mansions and servants. This is why in today's world, with the preeminence of Hollywood for ugly people, the theory is promulgated by Democrats in the mainstream media is that the rules of civilized society, the rules of law, any rules at all, only apply ever to Republicans and never to Democrats. And whenever anyone complains of the unfairness, they shout and they scream, they stamp their feet, while the minions shoot up baseball fields and deny the opposition peace at dinner, at home, or any peace at all. And when someone disagrees, they are portrayed in the media as evil geniuses out to take away from the poor people their last bit of bread, minorities, the shred of dignity, and the vote for them, imported illegals, and the Democrats' ever-expanding role of the dead. And despite that, their prospect for success is good, because most of all, for the Democrats to succeed in fundamentally transforming the United States of America, we must refuse to fight. That's the easiest way for them to win. Kavanaugh came out fighting last Thursday. So did Graham. So has Trump been. It's high time the rest of us did it. If we don't fight, we'll cry later. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Burnoutmugs.com. This is keeping your coffee the perfect temperature. You said it. It stays that way until the cup of coffee is gone. How many days would I have liked to have that? Every one of them. Because does anybody out there drink iced coffee? I don't drink iced coffee simply because, well, I just don't like it. But anyway, check them out, burnoutmugs.com. John Fund, he was reporting in National Review, the two women who assaulted the Quisling extraordinaire Jeff Flake in the Senate elevator last Friday, they're both activists with the far-left Center for Popular Democracy. So it should come as no surprise that the center is partially funded by Quisling-in-chief and Nazi aider and abettor George Soros through his Open Society Foundation. Fund demonstrates that the center is at the heart of the effort to stop Kavanaugh. Both elevator protesters belong to this organization, but the one, Anna Maria Arshila, is not only the co-executive chair of the center, but also a national committee member for the Workers' Family Party, the party of actress-turned-New York governor wannabe Cynthia Nixon. The WFP was founded by the now-defunct ACORN. We know how incestuous all these left-wing organizations like to be now, don't we? Add this to the list of organizations involved in the effort to take down Kavanaugh at all costs and our old friends at MoveOn.org. And there you have it. In a recent email asking for donations for their big final push to stop Brett Kavanaugh, they're not shy about their intentions. They wrote, "We're seeing that pressure and protest are cleaving cracks in the wall of Republican support, which gives us an opening if we act now and over the next 5 days. Late Friday, after thousands of us rallied around the country and marched on the Senate office buildings in Washington, D.C., brave sexual assault victims and side confronted Senator Jeff Flake in an elevator in a nationally televised person-to-person moment of reckoning. And just minutes later, Senator Flake called for an FBI investigation. But it's only a one-week investigation, which means that we have just 5 days to stop Kavanaugh's confirmation by demanding that undecided Republicans and Democrats listen to survivors like Dr. Blasey Ford and their own constituents who are turning out in record numbers to hold their members of Congress accountable for their actions. Our goal is clear. Over the next 5 days, we must force Senate Republicans and every single Democrat to stop, listen, and believe survivors and say no to Kavanaugh. Here's how Move On and our members are organizing our big final push to stop Kavanaugh. Number one, we are organizing and supporting flash protests all week at Senate offices across the country with a focus on the 8 states with senators who could be the deciding votes. We are making sure that senators, their staff, and home state media know their constituents are outraged and want them to stop these hearings, believe survivors, and vote no to Kavanaugh. Number two, we're continuing to recruit to actions in Washington, D.C., where a huge show of people power has been making noise and building pressure around the clock, and where we can lift up the leadership of survivors like those who bravely confronted Senator Flake in person. Number three, we are continuing to flood Senate offices with phone calls. More than 10,000 calls were made by Move On last Thursday alone, and we will continue to push tens of thousands of calls to offices all week. And there's one more thing. We're flexing our electoral muscle. We have hundreds of voter contact events, our resist and win waves, taking place over the next few weekends in the 100-plus congressional districts that could end GOP control of Congress. Our Get Out the Vote events taking place this weekend are carrying a message about believing survivors, demanding justice and stopping Kavanaugh so that Republicans are on full notice. There will be severe political consequences for their attacks on women and survivors. We're giving our all to stop this vote, and you can be damn sure that on Election Day we'll make Republicans pay for their cruelty. I guess we're going to believe all survivors except Juanita Broderick. We're not going to believe the accuser of Keith Ellison. We can't ask the woman that was in the car with Teddy Kennedy, that was Mary Jane Kopechne. We can't ask her because she's dead. Believe survivors. Now, you heard Stephen talking about calling. That's what they're doing. They're calling. I still think a few judiciously placed physically aggressive moves on these people wouldn't be bad. I don't think it would be bad, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. So, but what are we actually doing? Now, I'm not sitting around wringing my hands and biting my nails. But I can only pray that this inaction that I see a lot of people going through when juxtaposed with a cacophony on the left will highlight to decent human beings who might be undecided about Kavanaugh in the midterms the rank hysteria of the irrational and power-driven left, and that difference will translate into victory for Republicans at the polls. But if we lose it, and that is, if Kavanaugh's not voted in by the Senate, how angry are you going to be? Are you going to get off your couch and buy an expensive plane ticket and use your vacation time to go to Washington and protest? Or are we just going to take it and tepidly hope we win at the ballot box in November? How did you feel when Kavanaugh stood up for himself? As inept. He's not used to being. Him and Lindsey Graham both, they were not used to being outraged. But a lot of his responses were clearly inept. But he had gotten to the point of such emotional distress, he just couldn't answer some questions, as I would have liked to have seen. At times, even shutting down in absolute frustration. At times, so overcome with anger and disappointment, he couldn't give a terse, compact, succinct zinger of a response. But when he did come out swinging, and he did, were any of you cheering for that? I was cheering for it. And did you care that some of his answers were A? Because I didn't. Because I knew this man had reached his limits, and he was exhausted from the beating he'd taken for months and the near-death bludgeoning from the last few weeks. I knew this man was overcome with grief, knowing that he will never, ever regain his stature among his peers, in his community, or as a lawyer, judge, or justice, and as a father or husband, even if Friday turns out in his favor. And then, and listen, I am as guilty as anybody out there can be of making fun of Lindsey Graham. I have never liked the fact that he's been so tepid on things, but, you know, he came out too. He was the icing on the cake. Fighting back is good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Five law enforcement officers were shot in what is still being called an active shooter situation in Florence, South Carolina. The incident took place at a subdivision, and as of yet, the officers' injuries were unknown. President Trump is taking some heat from Republicans and Democrats over what he said about Christine Blasey Ford last night. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on the president's comments.
The president was stating the facts. Every single word Judge Kavanaugh has said has been picked apart. Yet if anybody says anything about the accusation against them, that's totally off limits and outrageous.
Federal authorities have arrested a man in Logan, Utah, suspected of mailing threatening letters addressed to the Pentagon and White House, some of which initially tested positive for ricin. William Clyde Allen III was taken into custody and federal charges are expected to be filed Friday. The FBI did say there is no threat to public safety at this time. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is.
Now, why did that happen? Let's try that again.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
BurnoutMugs.com. Now you can keep your coffee the perfect, perfect temperature, which is not, you know, most of the time. That doesn't happen. My coffee gets cold all the time, and I can't stand it when that happens. Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. Okay. Now then. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this. Anybody ever heard of Ben Stein? He's the teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the one who's Bueller. He's that guy. He is a writer as well. He writes something called his diary, which is on American Spectator. And he writes, Stalin would approve. The only thing missing so far is the live ammo. Now, this is a perceptive point about the Cold Civil War manifesting itself in the progressive Brett Kavanaugh witch trial. Very much so. Stein, for those, you know, he was a writer, lawyer, and former speechwriter for Presidents Nixon and Ford. And he enjoys Republican approval, although I have no idea why. As a conservative commentator, but he was best known for the Ferris Bueller Day Off movie. It's instructive that Stein gets that what is playing out in the Democrat side of the aisle is a thinly disguised Stalinism, and that totalitarianism is the goal, with genocidal tyranny being the result. And it's not hyperbole if his observations are allowed to stand. There's no trial on facts or law any longer. We now have guilt by accusation. Believe survivors is what we're being told by everybody in the game right now. Everybody playing right now, we've got to believe survivors. This has all got to be done to stop Donald Trump. And the Democrats have tossed out the whole basis of Anglo-Saxon jurisprudence. Innocent until proven guilty. If there's no end to it, Stalin would have approved of this. So would have Goebbels would have loved it. If this Democrat trick works, Stein quite accurately declares, there simply is no meaningful legal protection in this country any longer. This is a defining moment for the Constitution. Republicans, wake up! Seeing that he appears to grasp the gravity of this, another diary entry contradicts its own subhead. In February, Stein wrote, "The time for civilians to own AR-15s is over." let's at least have a modicum of common sense. He's adopted the goals and even the terminology of the gun grabbers. He argues, making the same argument that Barack Obama did, "Now, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I believe Americans who are sane and not criminals and pass a genuine background test, which is, you know, actually a check, not a test, should be allowed to own weapons for home protection and for target shooting and for self-defense. Prior restraints for shall not be infringed." Well, you know, allowed, maybe. Perhaps Stein could point to the delegated power in the Constitution he says he recognizes defining moments for. But next he does what every gun grabber who professes belief in the Second Amendment always does. He shows everybody his big butt. And he says, "But for the life of me, I cannot see why any American civilian needs an AR-15 or any other military-style semi-automatic rifle. I can't tell you what I'm thinking." So in the comments, the readers didn't really buy off on that. They took old Ben Stein to the woodshed on that one. And despite instructional feedback, like all with closed minds who presume to teach but don't even belong in the class without passing some prerequisites, he doubled down on the cognitive dissonance. A few months later, he declared, after a known nut job who'd had his guns taken away twice before he shot up a gun-free Waffle House, "It's horrifying and yet another example of why no civilian needs an AR-15 or a facsimile. It's just sickening. I'm a Second Amendment guy, but no one needs a gun that just begs the owner to start shooting people." If you believe that a gun is begging you to do something, you need a custodian walking around with you, because only a delusional lunatic who can't be trusted without a custodian believe their guns are begging them to do anything. This conservative thought leader who would presume to instruct us on the Constitution has embraced the primitive legal concept of the deodon, which is an inanimate object could be blamed for a death and then seized by the government. Stalin would approve. And the further danger is Stein, by being presented as a conservative, is given a platform to influence Republican thought. We see the dangerous infringements that can arise from this type of thinking. Now, do you know what the Second Amendment says and why the founders consider it to be so fundamental? Stein? 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 A great many conservatives out there have always, and they always exist in the coastal population center bubble. Okay? A lot of them have called for assault weapon bans, AR-15 bans, whatever they could ban, because no one needs them, because they're just begging us to kill people. And to them, I would say, you guys have never owned a gun, most likely, right? You have never owned a gun. And to me, that's a problem. That's a giant problem. It's a problem that is insurmountable, at least for the point of, you know, we don't need to exist this way, listening to this kind of drivel. But, Einstein. Oh, golly. Ben Stein. See, I look at people like Ben Stein, and I realize that they are not, you know, he's not really one of these people that knows anything about guns at all. At all. Nothing at all. And yet he's out there. I mean, I would love to know how the Second Amendment guy, Ben Stein, does he own a gun? Does he own more than one gun? Does he own enough guns to need a gun safe? What is it that makes him, why is he able to walk around going, you know, I'm a Second Amendment kind of guy, and, well, you should be listening to me because I know how to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am brought to you this segment, portion of the show brought to you by Burnout Mugs. Hey, how come that isn't playing? Hang on a minute. It isn't a party till you break something.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, these are for you mobile warriors that are traveling around and going from home to work on a long commute and everything. This is really designed for you. This is what makes your time on the road a little more tolerable, because your cup of coffee will be the same temperature when you finish it as it was when you stuck it in the car to begin with. That is the beauty of the Burnout Mug system. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Now, talked about this the other day, although you guys haven't heard that yet. But this is one of these things that when you talk about it, you just can't let it lay and not put it out as many different ways that you possibly can. Going back to February of 2015, in some comments that were laid out there and revealed the hidden agenda behind the global warming alarmism, Cristiana Figueres, Executive Secretary of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, let slip during a press conference in Brussels that the UN's real purpose in pushing climate change hysteria is to end capitalism throughout the world. And she said, "This is the first time in human history that we're setting ourselves the task of intentionally changing, getting rid of the economic development model that has reigned since the Industrial Revolution." And what she's talking about is the free market capitalism. A year earlier, she revealed what capitalism must be replaced with when she complained that America's two-party constitutional system is hampering the UN's climate objectives.
She went on to cite China's communist system as the kind of government America must have if the UN is to impose its environmental will on the world's most free and prosperous capitalist nation. In other words, for the UN to have its way, we have to somehow be transformed into a communist nation. Feel free. I'm going to sit here for a moment and check my nail length and everything and decide whether I need a manicure. Let that sink in. Think about that just for a second. In order for the UN to have its way, America has to somehow be transformed into a communist nation. Figueres is not alone. Another senior UN official had comments of his own about the true agenda behind climate change. And if you're among those who still believe climate alarmists when they say all they're trying to do is save the planet, what Dr. Otmar Edenhofer had to say will leave your jaw on the floor. I'm going to do my best with this. I lived in Germany for 3 years. I should be able to say this, no issue. On November 14, 2010, he was interviewed by the Swiss newspaper Neue Zürcher Zeitung. That's pretty good. I did fine on that. Edenhofer, who's the co-chair of the UN's IPCC working group, made this shocking admission. One must free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. What we're doing has almost nothing to do with the climate. We must state clearly that we use climate policy to redistribute de facto the world's wealth. In the same interview, Edenhofer added this. Climate policy has almost nothing to do anymore with protecting the environment. The next World Climate Summit in Cancun is actually an economy summit during which distribution of the world's resources will be negotiated. So Edenhofer, one of the UN's top climate officials, effectively admitted that the organization's public position on global warming is a ruse, a out-and-out lie. And another senior UN official, Figueres, said in an official capacity the United States must be converted to communism for the world to be saved from global warming. Once again, feel free to take a moment and let that sink in for yourself. Powerful progressives in this country think Obama, Clinton. And remember this, they have theirs. What they're describing here has nothing to do with them throwing their money into the cause to be redistributed. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. So the powerful progressives in this country believe it is not right that billions of people in the world sleep on the ground in mud huts while Americans sleep on soft mattresses in air-conditioned comfort. The progressive elites who feel this way, nearly all of whom are found in the Democratic Party and 100% of whom live opulent, carbon-based lifestyles, also believe that far more of America's wealth must therefore be forcibly shared, and you can read that, to be redistributed, with poor nations. Global wealth redistribution is the foremost tenet of communism. And those who advocate it are, by definition, communists, whether they openly admit that or not. Now, for me, these pronouncements by Figueres and Edenhofer are all the evidence my rational mind needs to conclude that climate alarmism is being used as a Trojan horse to justify the massive new carbon taxes clamored for by the powerful progressives like Barack Obama, Al Gore, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, none of whom have ever denounced the anti-American pro-communist sentiments of two of the UN's most senior climate officials. The reason you don't know about this is because the media knew about it and simply didn't tell you. The words of one of those officials to reveal that such taxes wouldn't be used not to save the planet, but to fund the most massive redistribution of wealth in human history. Literally trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars extracted under false pretense from hardworking U.S. taxpayers and given to the corrupt governments of every undeveloped nation on Earth, all in the guise of climate aid. Now, Democrats in high places are attempting the largest heist in human history and international collusion to exfiltrate unprecedented sums of money from the world's largest capitalist nation. Why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that to implement on a global scale the mandate set forth in the Communist Manifesto, from each according to his abilities to each according to his needs. Now, they were really mad when Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, and the Democratic Party luminaries would have you believe there's nothing more than environmentally concerned citizens who would never even dream of supporting an effort to upend their country's capitalist system. Trump knows that is a big lie. And now so do you. No intelligent person can fail to recognize that the modern Democratic Party is using climate change as a ruse to fundamentally transform the United States of America into a socialist-cum-communist nation. But because the human ego is loath to admit when it's been duped, many patriotic liberals will continue allowing themselves to be led like sheep into the closing noose of the hammer and the sickle. And by the time they realize what happened, they'll be swinging by their necks. In order for the progressive agenda to go forward, they know that they have to first disarm you. It is paramount to their goal. Has to happen that way. And only if they can do it that way can they get what they want, which is this communist realization of America, so that we can redistribute everything you've got, everything your children are going to have. They'll still have theirs. They'll still live in a gated community. They will become part of the elite, the Politburo, if you will. But now you know. What are you going to do? Hour number three is inbound. Going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
She wouldn't have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to toss and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.